And Krausch and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krausch and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Your words carry the power of persuasion. Words are spirit, and they're not just speaking to people. When you speak forth, when Joshua spoke, he wasn't speaking to people. He spoke to the sun, an inanimate object. But see, God is in control of everything. And so when you're speaking to things in honor of God or on an assignment from God, and God, see, that's where people fail, because they think they're in it all by themselves. Like God brought you this far to leave you. Help me, Holy Ghost. God didn't bring you out of all the stuff he brought you out of. You hadn't suffered all the stuff you've suffered. You hadn't been through all the trials you've been through. You hadn't sacrificed all the sacrifices you sacrificed for God to leave you where you are now. Tell somebody, he brought me out to take me in. Come on, tell him it ain't over yet. It ain't over. I may have to grind some stuff out, but it ain't over yet. I hadn't reached my goal yet. I hadn't seen the full manifestation yet. I got a question for you. How long do we fight? Come on, that was awful sad there. I said, how long do we fight? Come on, how long do we fight? You don't fight till you give your enemy a black eye. You fight till you knock him out. You fight till he is defeated. He's down for the count. I tell that story of that dream I had that one time I was in a boxing ring. It wasn't the MMF, it was the boxing, you know, the big gloves. And the bell rang, and I jumped up off my seat. And when I looked at my opponent, it was like, Lord Jesus. I'm thinking, like, what am I doing in the ring with this dude? He was expressionless, but he was big and chiseled. I mean, you know, what am I doing in the ring? First of all, period, but what am I doing in the ring with somebody like this here? And that was in my mind. That was what I was thinking. You know, Lord, what am I doing? But not even in my control, and I'm left-handed. Don't underestimate me now. I could throw some hands when I was growing up. Out of nowhere, my left hand came over, hit him in the jaw. He went down, boom, for the count. And the Lord woke me up. I said, okay, I got it like that. Yeah, Me and God got it like that. Amen. See, who are you in Christ? Your foe may be formidable. He may be bigger than you, stronger than you. But if God be on your side, let me tell you something. Do you know? The enemy is holding on to something that's yours that's going to take them out. You see, when David went up against Goliath, God knew that he wasn't going to kill him with the slingshot and the rock. But that's what David was good at. He could use that sling. Come on, look at the person telling him, you good at something. David was good with that sling. So God had David, if you read the story, Goliath had so much armor on, it wasn't but one place he could hit him and hurt him. That was right in the forehead. He had a coat of mail on, his face was covered. There was an armor bearer that went before him with a shield that was 10, 12 feet high. That rock had some radar in it when he flung it. But see, really, let me tell you, David's testimony, the Goliath cursed David. And he'd been cursing the Israelites for 40 days. And the curses, the thing that he spoke over them that they listened to, had them all afraid. But when David came on the scene, he hadn't been out there. He was just delivering the cheese and the wine, you know, the grapes. He's just a little delivery boy, you know. But he'd been anointed to be king. Amen. Come on, tell somebody, I'm an anointed king. So he steps on the scene right at God's time. The moment he steps off the chariot, here's Goliath, cursing the Israelites. But see, David had been in the presence of the Lord. He was anointed king while Saul was backslidden. And so there was fear over the whole camp when they saw the champion. But David had been in the presence of the Lord. What was in David, the king that was in David. You see, when God sees a little shepherd boy, he don't see a shepherd boy. He sees a king. When God sees a seed, he don't see just a seed. He sees a forest. When God sees a fish, he don't just see a fish. He sees a whole school. Come on, let's see. That's how God sees. When God sees you, he don't just see you. He sees your potential. He sees the real you. That's why we got to get rid of that question. Who am I? You got to see you as God sees you. David came running out at Goliath. Goliath threw the curse at David. But David caught the curse. See, that's why you got to use your words. And David threw it back at him. He said, this day. Come on. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the army of the living God? See, the king in David had been activated. Come on, there's a king in you. And see, you can't be afraid because, see, you got to be catapulted into a situation where it'll activate. Jeremiah had to be put down in the dungeon for the fire to start. That's why you have the struggles coming out of your cocoon. To strengthen you to do the purpose of God. David said, this day, I'm going to feed your carcass to the fowl. David went, see, instead of running from him like all the rest of them, David went to running at him. And he went to the brook and chose out five of them. How many of that was prophetic? Goliath had four brothers. All of them were giants. So that was prophetic right there. Went and got the five smooth stones. You see, there's a lot of stuff in the pouch. A lot of stones in the pouch, but a lot of them are rough. Got edges on them. He went to the brook and got five smooth ones. See, he got the stones that the water had been running over. See, the water's the word. The word had been cleansing these stones. And David went there and swooped up five of them, put them in his pouch, put one in his sling, and ran toward his giant. Tell somebody, run toward the roar. Don't run from the roar. Run toward the roar. You're going to find out that God's going to show up inside of you. The real you is going to show up. Your God's going to show up inside of you. Stop running from things and run toward them. David hurled that stone. You know those missiles in the Iraqi war? Those air-to-land missiles. I forget what they called it. Brother Kevin was in quite a time with it. Not the Scuds. That was Saddam with the Scuds. A lot of Scuds were duds. I'm talking about them ones they could shoot from in the Gulf. They'd come 500 miles. They had a computer chip on the warhead. And they said that these missiles could come into the city. They were programmed to hit a target. And they would go down the street. And they would turn corners until they got to the target. And once they got to the target, they'd hone in and poof. I believe that little stone. I believe that little stone. See, you got to understand, when you have faith, David went out in faith. This day I will feed your carcass to the fowl. He hurled that stone, and that stone, if it had to go around that big shield, whatever it had to do, it caught him right in the spot to knock him out. But see, his enemy was holding something that was too heavy for David. His enemy was holding what God had for David to kill him with. Amen. Goliath's sword. Amen. It was too big for David. He couldn't hardly pull it out of there, but he cut his head off with it. Amen. I said that to say this, your enemy, your adversaries got something. Amen. God knows you can't kill them. You can just knock them out. Woo! But they're holding on to something that you're going to destroy them with. Amen. Are you hearing? The sword of Goliath is what he cut his own head off with. And God knew it was too heavy for David. David wouldn't even wear Saul's armor. He went with what he had. He said, when you get to where you're going, what you need there, I'll have it waiting on you. As a matter of fact, your enemy will have it. I wish somebody would get this here. Amen. Don't you love the story of David? Little old ruddy David. When you believe God, which is beyond believing in God. We all believe in God. But when you leave here today and you go and you face what you have to face, whatever environment or situation you are in that is a challenge to you, do you believe God? I tell you, you activate something that's not natural that will bring about God's purpose, will bring about a manifestation of his kingdom, will bring about promises. It can even change us physically, just like it did Sarah and Abraham at 190 years old. When they were fully persuaded, everything changed. Are you ready to change some things? Are you ready to change some things?
We are continuing in part 23 of Mega Grace. What you are changes you. 1 Peter 1 and 13 declares, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." When saints can begin to see themselves as God sees them, then they will be able to think of their inner man. God wants us to live from the inside out. When you launch out in faith, it will not make things easy, but faith makes it worth it. You must renew your mind daily by dying to self and selfish desires. Ask God for wisdom and ask in faith. You are being changed to be a blessing in the kingdom.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.